This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
It is 4 weeks till the midterms. Do you know where all that campaign money is coming from? I'm David Brancaccio. We have a Marketplace series this week on money, politics, and whether campaign donors can be secret Santas who spend big, but you never know it's them. I travel to Arizona, where voters a month from now will decide if some of the biggest campaign spenders should have to reveal their identities. Yesterday, it was the electric company in Arizona that secretly spent millions of dollars to elect friendly regulators. Now to a measure on the ballot in Arizona next month that seeks to curb mystery money in campaigns.
Our original slogan was outlaw dirty money.
As a former prosecutor, Terry Goddard knows money laundering. What he now calls dark money is not criminal money laundering, but he says it is a way to launder money.
The same techniques that are used by the cartels to move money from sale of drugs into legitimate business is the kind of thing that's being done politically with the dark money operation.
Goddard, who used to be Attorney General of Arizona, is a guiding force behind the question Arizona voters will decide in November, called Proposition 211. To understand it, you need to know how political donations can become anonymous. Funders can hand the money to an intermediary, a kind of nonprofit allowed to play in politics. Who paid for that attack ad? Dunno, some nonprofit with a pleasant-sounding name.
Americans for Peanut Butter or Americans for a Better Tomorrow, whatever the nonsense name is, they can say anything. And if it means defaming the other side or saying things that are untrue, they're happy to do it because they have no reputation at risk.
He says voters also need to know who's paying to help them sift through campaign claims and counterclaims. Goddard is a Democrat, but meet funder number one of this initiative.
Are you another one of those Democrats, capital D?
No, I'm a registered independent. I'm a major supporter of political campaigns for both Republicans and for Democrats.
Would have been mighty rich had this man given his money secretly, but no.
That would be fairly ironical if I had, yeah. No, it's out there.
His fully disclosed name, David Tedesco, founder of a Phoenix-based company called Outlier that does everything from travel medicine to real estate. And in a state where some lie awake worried about billionaire Charles Koch on the right, and others lie awake about billionaire George Soros on the left, Tedesco says his conservative business friends and his liberal pals are getting behind this ballot prop.
I think historically, Republicans felt like dark money benefited them, and Democrats felt like it hurt them. If you look at the data, you can actually see that in some cycles, Democrats have actually benefited more from dark money than Republicans have. And I think both sides have come to realize it's sort of a weapon of mass destruction that isn't really helping anybody.
But bipartisan doesn't mean universal appeal. Kathy Herod is president of the Center for Arizona Policy that advocates for what it terms life, marriage and family, and religious freedom. She also runs a separate but related nonprofit of the sort that does political work, not a 501c3 under the tax code, but a 501c4. Herod believes Proposition 211 would chill free speech.
Every Arizonan should be free to support causes with their dollars without fear of bullying, disclosure, harassment.
She brings up a 2014 controversy in neighboring California involving the CEO of the Firefox browser company.
And when the donation became public, he lost his job because he was supporting the marriage amendment that would have prohibited marriage between two men or two women. And that was not a popular cause. He lost his job.
That said, the Mozilla Guys donation had been structured to be public from the get-go. Herod says that if more disclosure pressures people into not spending money in Arizona, and if money enables speech, this would mean less speech, which she believes violates the First Amendment. But voters in Arizona will get to decide after almost 400,000 signatures were submitted, signatures gathered in part by volunteers like Nikki Kirkaby, a retired flight attendant with a secret weapon.
I'd have doggy treats for the dogs, have my table, and people would come up and talk.
Her pitch contrasts normal campaign donations, both large and small in Arizona, the ones that don't go through nonprofits. Those are public for all to see.
You know, it's only fair. You know, we have to disclose when we make a donation of $50 or more. The people behind these large donations should have their name attached to them.
Tomorrow, the long and winding road of a ballot initiative like this. All of our secret money, public influence coverage is accumulating at marketplace.org. As U.S. central bankers intend, market interest rates are jumping this morning, with the benchmark 10-year interest rate hitting 4% for a moment today. It's still pretty high, 3.95%. Now, stock index futures are down for the S&P Dow and NASDAQ, all down about 1%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear oral arguments today over a case that tests whether one state can set rules that end up applying outside of its borders. Pork producers are suing to stop a California law over how pigs are treated on farms. Now, how the high court decides has implications across the country. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
The case involves a voter-approved California law, not yet in effect, which requires pork sold in the state to come from pigs whose mothers were kept in pens large enough to lie down and turn around. Groups representing pork producers sued, saying most pigs are raised in farms outside of California, where those standards aren't met. Pork producers argue only Congress can regulate interstate commerce. Lower courts have sided with proponents of the California law, who say states can't set standards for products sold within their borders. The Supreme Court's decision will impact other state laws, targeting everything from climate change to prescription drug prices. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Ariana Rosas, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, Erica Soderstrom, and Jarrett Dang. David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.